All right. We're honored today. We have a special guest speaker all the way from Puerto Rico via Verner Highway.
Hello.
So, you even brought Eddie out today. You know a guy is a good speaker if Eddie gets up early, because Eddie doesn't get up early for anything. Right, Eddie? Except breakfast. Just keep eating, Eddie. Don't worry.
He says I got to pay him later.
Oh, yeah. One way or another, you'll have to pay him. Who would you like to open us up today? You get to choose.
I'm going to see who is not chewing. Sammy.
Sammy.
I waited, bro.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for Ray, for the message that he has prepared, Lord God, that you have put on his heart. And God, we just pray that your word will come forth today, Lord God, and that you will just speak to each one of us, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen. I'll try and make sure I don't ask a lot of questions at the beginning. Have people time to chew. Again, Bob had asked me if I would do a teaching on a Sunday morning, and I said, sure, no problem. And then I saw the title that I got. And this morning, it's one of the parables that I'm going to be talking about, and it's the one, bag of gold, is the parable. And Roger already knows, Roger and I have spoken intensely about some things, his questions.
No, I'm joking.
That's all good. We all learn, and if I don't know the answer, we'll get somebody to answer it. And I'll jump right into it. It's in Matthew's chapter 25, and the verses start from verse 14 all the way to 30, and I'll kind of just read through them, and we'll try and break it down a little bit. The parable of the talents, verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going into a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. I looked up the word ability, because this morning we're going to be talking a lot about ability. The definition that I got, and I got a, you know, there's a whole bunch of them, but I kind of wrote a few of them down. Possession of the means or skill to do something. A talent, a skill, or an expertise. In other words, if you're good at doing something, if you have knowledge, experience on doing something specifically, okay, it's an ability. Some have more abilities than others. Where's my boy genius at?
Right here.
I knew that. Once, if you were paying attention. I'm going to show a quick little clip here. And I showed this at the one of the men's meetings that I taught. And a lot of people will focus on a specific part of it, and I like sometimes rooting from the underdog. So I'll explain it in a second here.
Dark sauce. What a pleasant surprise. This morning's full of surprises, Leonidas.
You've been tricked.
Only more than a few hundred of them.
This is a surprise.
Silence! We heard Sparta was on the warpath. We were eager to join forces.
If it is blood you seek,
welcome to join us. But you bring only this handful of soldiers against Xerxes? You see, I was wrong to expect Sparta's commitment to at least match our own.
Doesn't it? You, there. What is your profession?
I'm a potter.
And you, Arcadian, what is your profession?
Sculptor, sir.
And you?
Blacksmith.
Spartans! What is your profession?
See, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
Now, a lot of times we'll focus on what part? What part do you think a lot of people will focus more on? Number of people. Right? I brought more warriors. Yeah, for the fight, yes, he did. If you want warriors, he brought warriors. But the part I looked at, though, okay, we're teaching on the bag of gold or talents. Those guys, though, each one of them had a specific talent, a specific skill to do something. Now, I thought about that. Now, all those guys were going into battle, right? But now, one of those guys was what? A potter. If you're going into battle, I think I would want a guy that knows how to make something out of clay or dirt or whatever, where he can make something where I can store water in if I'm going to be in battle. He's a potter. He knows what he's doing. He's right? All these guys are warriors. All they know how to do is fight. But if not one of them knows how to make a container to hold water while they're in battle, and you get thirsty, you're in trouble. One guy had the ability to do that. The other guys are warriors. They're fighters, and that's fine. You're going into battle. Now, the third guy he asked, what was his profession? Blacksmith. Again, he's good at what? Making swords and everything. If you're going into battle and you're going to fight and your sword gets dull, what are you going to do? Who do you need? A blacksmith. So even though those guys are just like, so he said, you're just a blacksmith, right? I need him in the battlefield. He has the ability, the talent, to be able to help me with my sword, to make swords, right, in the battlefield. Yes.
He's just a mic carrier.
Yes.
That's right. It's a skill. I was just thinking, you know, the scripture in Corinthians where, you know, it says the hand cannot save the foot, I have no need of you. And it just shows the importance of the body of Christ. And I'm sure when you get to the talents, you're going to touch on this. But, even, you know, whether it's in the military or a sporting scene, you know, I was thinking of the boxers coming to the rings and they're surrounded by their entourage and they got the trainer and they got the cut man and they got the water man and, you know, they got the coach and they got all these things. And you'd be amazed how much you need them. You know, back in the day when I used to play sports, I mean, you had like two or three coaches. Sammy, you remember this. But now, you don't go out there on the field unless you have about, you know, 8 to 10 coaches for football because it's so specialized. And there's areas that, you know, that particular coach is equipped for and he's going to equip you for. And I like that. So many churches are like, yeah, we're all warriors, but they lack everything else.
True.
You know, they don't want the hand. They don't want the foot. You know, maybe they're the fist. But, man, you better have the intercessors. You better have those that are the teachers. You better have those that have the gifts of mercy or compassion or whatever it might be. Even clean. I mean, Amen. You know, none of them are above one another. We might look at that film and go, wow, you got to have the warriors. But like you said, all these other skills are just as vital when it comes to the true battle because you don't have them all functioning properly like a healthy body, you're going to go down, and you're going to go down fast.
Amen. That's like coming to church just on Sundays and not praying or reading the Word. How far do you think you're going to get? Just coming to church on Sundays, singing a few songs, but you're not praying and you're not getting into His Word. Do you have a talent? Yeah, I'm just coming to church. Right? That's it. I think at the Band of Brothers, I think Rand Aguilar mentioned that you have church members and then you have true Christians. A lot of churches have church members. Heck, they have them in the thousands. We see that all the time on TV, by the thousands. You break it down, you probably have just like these guys, maybe just 300 out of a couple of thousand. Verse 16 through 17. The man who had received the five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more. So also the one who had two talents gained two more. I like that. It says that the man that received five talents, went at once and put his money to work. I got on here a little subtitle, don't waste time. When God says go, go. God knows you, and he gave you the ability and the know-how. He didn't waste time. His master gave him the five talents, and it says, right away, immediately, at once, he took off and put it to work. A lot of times, okay, and I like, you know, and what I try to do is I try to incorporate, like, the biblical principles to everyday life because it applies to every single day, every single thing. It says here that he went at once. He didn't wait. He didn't say, now again, don't get me wrong, we should always get counseling from our pastors, okay? When God tells you to do something, okay, you always want to make sure that it's backed up. Now, but every time God's going to send you to do something, you'll know. You'll know that it's him because everything is going to fall into place, okay? But it says here, he went. He had an ability. He had a talent, right? And at once he went to take care of business. A lot of times what we want to do, the pastors, our leaders will ask us to do something, or God will ask us to do something, and we want, like, signs from outer space. We want to say, you know, 20 Hail Marys. We want to, oh, gosh, we want all kinds of things. We want 10 confirmations. We want all kinds of signs, right?
Got to be in writing, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got to be in writing. It's got to be sent on a memo form. Seriously. I mean, it's, you know, and it's like God has asked you to do something. God knows what he's doing. Again, the master knew who he can give the money to. He knew what their abilities were. He knew what their talents were. You think God knows ours? He created us. He knows every single inch of us. He created us. So he knows what Esther can do, what Fred can do, what Ed can do. He knows. And when he sends you, it's not time to have a prayer meeting. It's not time to gather, you know, 20 men in a circle and wait for signs. Okay? Yeah. You go to the leadership. Hey, look, this is what God has put in my heart. And you do that. You're supposed to do that. Okay? But you do it right away. You don't say, well, you know what? I'm a little bit busy this week. Let's try next week. I got a few things. It's summer. You know, I made plans to go to the beach, and it's just not a good week for me this week. You know, it's nice outside, and, you know, I haven't cut my grass. You know, I got a lot of things to do. So you want to try and tell God that right now is not the right time. Okay? And believe me, God knows when it's the right time. Philippians 4:13 says, again, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. We're relying on God. We're supposed to rely on God. Right? He knows our abilities. He knows what we can and cannot do. So if God sends you to do something, then you're supposed to do it. You don't try and tell God that today's not a good day for it. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. It doesn't say some of the things. This is the Bible. This isn't race. I can do everything. God gives us a talent, the abilities, to do certain jobs within the church. Okay? And sometimes we want to try and what? We call it in sales, pass the buck. We want to try and pass the buck. You know, hey, you know what, brother? Can so-and-so do it? I'm a little bit tied up right now. I'm doing lunch in 20 minutes. You know, I got people coming over in 2 hours, and 5 minutes is really going to throw me off. Seriously? Verse 18. And I got on here in a subtitle for myself. I got on here, there's always one. So also the one with the, but the man who had received the one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. There's always one. Same abilities, but not the same willingness. The other two guys were willing to just go. They knew what they could do. And a lot of times within the church, we know what we can do. The pastors, the leadership, we've been taught. We've been to church. We've been to classes. And we know what we're able to do. Some things are very simple. It's not complicated. We make it complicated. But we have the ability. The first two guys took off and went to do what they know they could do. This other guy says, you know what? Doesn't do anything. Absolutely nothing. Has the same abilities as the other two. Okay, because remember, the master gave them all three according to the abilities. So he has some abilities. He was able to do something. Right? But he didn't do anything. Instead, what he did, he went ahead and dug a hole, put it in there. Sometimes we do that. The pastors, God will ask us to do something and give us a talent or an ability, and we don't use it. I got verse 19 through 23. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things, and I will put you in charge of many others. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful and a few things, I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. I got on here for myself. What will you say when we have to meet our God face to face? What will you say when he asks, what have you done with, and I got a few of them here, what have you done with the wife, the husband I gave you? What have you done? Are you treating your wife, your husband, according to God's scripture? He gave us our spouse. Right? He gave our spouse. What have you done with the children I gave you? Are you bringing them up in God's word? Are you taking the time to say, let's go to church together as a family? These are things that God has given us. The same way he gave us our talents, he gave us all these things. What have you done with the gift of music I gave you? Talent. God gave you a talent to be able to sing or play an instrument. Are you using that talent? The first two guys took off right away and said, I want to put this to work right away. The third guy is like, nah, not my cup of tea. Are we doing or are we using the talents that God has given us to use it within the church? Or are we grabbing our talents and digging them in a hole? What have you done with the lost souls I put in front of you? Are we ministering to people? Are we using the abilities that God has given us to be able to speak to somebody? And we're not using it? What have you done with the word I've given you? God's word. Are we studying his word? Because I guarantee you, if you go into studying his word, all the other things should and will fall into place. It should, right? Because if we're reading his word, and we're into his word, and we're into prayer, we're going to feel more confident to go out and minister to people. But again, some of us know that we have a talent to be able to speak. We know that. We've had people tell you that. Brother, I like the way you talk. Or, I like the way you play that instrument. I have a talent. I can play the tambourine real good, right, Pastor Don? I never thought that that talent would be so great, but hey, praise God for that one, right? Right? Now, what good it would be, now, God gives me a talent. He blesses me with the ability to play a tambourine. Now, that might be a simple thing, but it pleases my pastor. Right? It's in other words, it's pleasing to the ear if you know how to play it, right? Now, don't we want God to tell us, well done, good and faithful servant? Right? We want to be able to meet our God, our Creator, and have him say those words to us. Because he's going to listen, what did you do? What did you do? I gave you all these talents. I gave you the ability to be able to go out there and speak to the people that don't know Jesus. You didn't do it. Instead, what you did was you put all this talent and did absolutely nothing with it. And believe me, brothers, in one way or another, God has given everybody in here a specific thing they can do. Right? Everybody agree with that? Some can do some things better than others. Right? I can't play a bass guitar. Even if it was one that played by itself, I still probably couldn't grab it right. Seriously, I probably grab it all wrong. But there's people within this church that God gave that talent to be able to play the bass. Everybody in it has a specific talent. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to grab it and put it in a hole? Or do you want to say, God, you know what? Just use me in whatever way you want. Use my whatever you gave me, use it. I want to use it for your honor and for your glory. That's what we should be praying for, Pastor.
That's a dangerous prayer, brother.
Yeah, I want to use an example. Mark Hogan. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to give it to Mark because when you came on, and I was going to talk about when you came on coaching, something that he hadn't done before. And it's what am I talking about now? No, I guess he's talking about when he first started coaching. Well, when I first got to know him, he asked me to help him coach at Dearborn Heights Crestwood. And to be honest with you, I wasn't really a big fan of girls softball. I didn't even know I was there. But, you know, we began a friendship. He was my pastor, so I figured I'd give him a hand. I'm not doing anything. I'm retired. So, and, you know, I enjoyed it. It didn't work out there. But then we went to Western, and it's been a good 3 years. The program has moved forward. And, you know, I guess I've actually been some help there. Not much, but I seem to have done something for somebody. So, you know, I really didn't think I had a talent for being a coach. I wasn't very coachable to begin with, but, hey, God uses everybody in every situation that, like Ray was talking about, if you're not ready to be used, then you're not going to be used.
But if you stay ready to be used, you'll be used in places that you never thought you could be. So I just thank God for that opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
You know, he'd have looked at him, gave him that Hogan look like, yeah, right, you know. And but once again, when you put yourself out there on the line, and that's just one example. I mean, there's examples from anybody else. But when you put yourself out there and you say, God, here I am, use me. It's amazing the world that he will open up to you. And, you know, you look back and you go, wow, that, you know, that was something I never would have done. But because you begin walking obedient, and it's just really brings a whole different dynamic to your life. And, you know, and it's just amazing to see that, you know, you take that talent, or you don't even think you have a talent, and next thing you know, you're running, and this talent is growing, and it's developing, and you go off in a whole new area that in your wildest imagination you never thought I'd be doing that one day, you know.
We got one more on that. Fred. Okay. How did you feel the first time I asked you to teach?
Oh, like, no problem. I'll just get up there. And, I was very nervous, to say the least. But, yes, of course. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, you got to do what they want you to do, or you're going to say no. But saying no is not really an option, I guess, in this church. But
God gave them the talent of persuasation.
Yes. Yeah. So, yes. I mean, you know, I guess I'm getting better. I mean, I'm speaking of myself, you know, but, you know, so, yeah.
How about singing, Brad? You ever think you would do that?
No, Pastor. Just in my car or in the shower.
Doing a lot of things you thought you never would.
See, Fred didn't know that he had the ability to sing in Spanish. He couldn't speak it, but he could sing it real good, right? He didn't know he had that ability, that talent. Okay, go ahead. Question.
Joe, for the world.
Just two small points. I think the first thing we miss sometimes when we're looking at this parable is that God is just looking for availability, not ability. And we just need to make ourselves available. And the second thing is the heart's attitude. Is really, what is the attitude of your heart as a follower of Christ? Is it just being obedient as he said? Because what it comes down to is a heart. I'm either going to be obedient and utilize the gifts that God's enabled me for his glory, or I'm choosing not to do it. So,
amen.
That's why sometimes you ask somebody to stand up and preach on Sunday morning, they're more than willing. Oh, I look good. You know, everybody will be. You ask somebody, that same guy, to clean the toilet. See where the heart is. You're absolutely right.
Amen. Some of the consequences to not doing that. And I got on here, verse 24 through 30, and I'll read it. I'll go by it real quick. Then the man who had two received the one talent, then the man who had received the one talent came. Master, he said, I know that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. So here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew I have harvested where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For everyone who has well be given more, who has the will be given more, and he who will have in abundance. Whoever does not have, even that he has, will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Made breakfast, so we allow her one question. Okay, one question.
So they were going to kill him, right? Is that what that means, right? Or no?
So the killer, no, what he's doing right here, he's actually accusing. He takes the opportunity to accuse his master. This is what he's pretty, what he's doing.
What, that last part about throwing him, read that last part one more time, please. Say that again.
He says, throw the worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It makes me think of, kill him.
No, nobody dies. What they're talking about there is hell. Actually, yep. That's a description of hell. And what?
Dead? Aren't you dead in hell?
No, Alma. What would be the purpose then? There would be no punishment if you were dead. No, the body is gone, but the spirit is still there. But what he's talking about there is hell. What? In other words, what he's saying, it's a sin. Why do you go to hell? For a sin. It's a sin not to use the talents that God has gave you.
I guess I always looked at that as you're being separated now. Yeah. You're thrown out. Yeah. You know, so actually you're being separated from God.
That's what hell is.
You know, so, yeah, when they say, you know, they pretty much throw them out the door, I mean, it's like getting thrown out the... You know, the kingdom of heaven, I guess.
Question, okay. But look back, why did he give the talents to these three servants? To watch over his land while he was gone? He divided three servants to get these talents to him. Yeah. Well, maybe the guy with the one talent, maybe he's fell on a hard time before, so he's, you know, he wants to hold on to it. You
know? Roger can make an excuse for anybody. All right, Roger. What a heart.
Yeah, it doesn't tell us specifically, but remember, he gave these guys each according to their ability. In other words, he knew what they were able to do, okay? The first two guys knew how to turn that money around real quick. First two guys doubled his money. The first two guys doubled the money. The last guy, he let fear get control of him, right? Instead of doing what the first two did, okay, being obedient to what the master had gave them, okay, he let fear set in, the same way we do sometimes. God will give us something. He'll ask us to do something. He'll give us a talent to use for his kingdom, but instead what we do is we let fear set in and we start putting excuses. Remember, that's what Moses did. Right? That's what Moses did. He starts giving excuses. Moses gave 5. I think sometimes we give 20. Same way Moses gave excuses, we give excuses to why we can't do what God is asking us to do. Okay? Now, that's what he did. He started giving excuses. He had fear. Well, wait a minute. You haven't earned it. Right? That's what he's saying. You haven't sown, you haven't seeded anything. But yet, you know, you want me to do something with this money? Don't we do that sometimes? Hey, brother, can you do... Wait a minute. You're not doing it. I don't see you picking anything up. Right? I don't see you showing up to prayer early. Come on now. Right? I'm being like my brother Shane. Are you keeping it real? Right? Let's keep it real. God has given us the ability. He wants to bless us and use us. But if you are not willing to do the work, he will take from you and use and give it to someone that is willing. God's will always be done. The question is, are you willing to let God use you? He wants to use you. But are you willing to let God do that? Or are we going to give excuses as to why he shouldn't? Like God doesn't know. Seriously? God knows exactly what he's doing. He wants to use you. You have the ability. You have the skills. You know it. God knows it. But all God wants to do is say, hey, are you willing to do the work? The first two were willing to do the work. They went immediately to do the work. The last guy wants to start giving excuses as to why he can't. He had a talent, the same way the other two did. But he chose to grab his talent, what his master gave him, and bury it. Are you willing to do the work to advance the kingdom of God? Or just not use the ability, the talent he gave us, and just simply dig a hole and bury it? That's what I'm talking about. God is perfect. He knows why he gave you that talent, why he blessed you with that. But like my brother said, you have to have the heart. Are you willing to lay down your life to go ahead and do what God has asked you to do? Or are we going to sit back and start pointing fingers and just wait to see who else can do it? But if you're walking down the church and there's a piece of paper on the floor, pick it up. It doesn't take that much talent to do that. But instead, we want to sit back and just say, well, you know, I'm sure somebody else, the person that cleans here probably get that. God has given us, blessed us, with specific talents and giftings. You have to have, like my brother said, you have the heart. Do you have the willingness to go out there and just do what God has asked you to do? God paid. Now you're talking about a bag of gold. This parable is about a bag of gold. God gave something more precious, worth more than any gold out there. He gave his son. He paid a price already. Right? He gave the ultimate price. He gave his son. His only son. He gave the best. He gave us an example. He was willing and did lay down his life for us. And I'll read this last part right here. This is in John chapter 14, verse 12 through 14. A lot of times we let fear dictate what we want to do or what we think we should do. And instead we need to rely on God, on his word. I tell you the truth. Now this is in red, so we kind of talking to us here. Like we need to know that, right? I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. Because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever he asks in my name. I'm sorry, whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. It's not about whether or not we can do it. It's we have to know and believe that if we trust in God, and if we put God in front of us, the talents that he has given us, okay, if we put it in his hands, I guarantee you that great things, it tells us we will do greater things. We can do what he did. The healing, that's a gifting. That's a talent. It's a gift. There's people within this church that have that gift. Pray on it. If you feel God has been tugging at your heart about that, pray on it. Say, God, use me for your kingdom. That's a talent. That's a gift that God has given you to use for his kingdom. Don't put it in a hole and bury it. Rely on God. Remember, you can do greater things. You can do what God did. The healing, preaching, singing. These are gifts that we have. And if we ask God to show us, to lead us, to guide us, to do all these things, I guarantee you the kingdom of God will keep growing. We have. God has given us that commission to go out. What? And we got to talk to the lost. There's a lot of people out there in the world who have no idea of what's going on. Some do and are refusing it. All they need is that little tug. All they need is somebody to reach out to them. It's with our actions, with what we do, is what will show them that there's a difference. We have talents that God has given us, skills that God has given us. Don't bury it. Use it for God's kingdom. That's what he gave it to us for. Not just to hide it, to use it. Because I guarantee you, if you don't use what God has been giving you, he will take it from you and he will give it to somebody else. And then you're going to be sitting on the sideline going, what did I do? Amen?
Ray, who would you like to close?
You know, Betty, can you...